This Monday kicks off a powerful and emotionally charged week in astrology, featuring dramatic shifts, healing opportunities, and pivotal decisions. Let's break it down. The Sun in Gemini is lighting up themes of communication, curiosity, and mental agility. Meanwhile, Chiron in Taurus highlights wounds and healing tied to self-worth, security, and material stability. This sextile aspect, which represents Venus energy, and is a 60-degree harmonious connection, encourages healing through learning, dialogue, and reframing our thoughts. You might find clarity in a conversation or finally make peace with past insecurities. Gemini's mental flexibility meets Taurus's grounded wisdom, perfect for breakthroughs in therapy, journaling, or honest self-expression. The moon in Aquarius will oppose Mars in Leo. We have the ego versus the collective. This one's going to be intense, especially because it happens at the critical 29th degree, aka the now or never degree. Moon in Aquarius brings emotional detachment and group-focused ideals. But Mars in Leo is all about ego, pride, and personal self-expression. In opposition, these forces may clash. You might feel torn between being part of something bigger and asserting your own identity. Possible outcomes: explosive emotional reactions if your ego gets triggered. A battle between independence and collaboration. A critical moment requiring bold action or emotional release. Healing is available, but only if you don't let pride block your connection. Mars spends its last hours at the 29th degree in Leo on Monday. Expect last-minute flare-ups of pride, drama, or creative urgency. Bold declarations or exit. Heated confrontations, especially if you've been holding something in. This is the last roar before Mars enters Virgo on Tuesday, so use the fire wisely. Mars shift into Virgo will shift the energy big time, and it'll be there until August 7th. What can you expect? Actions become more analytical, precise, and practical. Projects, health routines, and problem solving get a productivity boost. Less flash, more results. Watch out for overthinking, nitpicking, or harsh criticism. Wrap up your bold Leo-themed drama on Monday. By Tuesday, it's clean up and organized and move with intention. When it comes to Jupiter's aspects, it's expansion or confusion. Thursday brings a wild mix of optimism and illusion as Jupiter in Cancer makes two major aspects. The first aspect is a sextile to Mars in Virgo, which will be a productive and harmonious flow. Great for taking intuitive action in work or health. Perfect time for meal prepping, organizing your space, or helping others. The second aspect is a square to Neptune in Aries, bringing a foggy, confusing influence. Beware of over-idealism, especially with emotional or spiritual matters. Not everything is as it seems. Double-check facts and intentions. Balance intuition with logic. Big dream, but don't lose touch with reality. As the sun hits the final degree in Gemini on Friday, we hit a turning point. Expect mental overload, final decisions, crucial conversations, or unexpected revelations. Karmic clarity around communication, contracts, and siblings. Use this moment to wrap up Gemini season tasks before we move into emotional waters of Cancer season on Saturday. When the sun enters Cancer, an emotional reset begins. Cancer season invites us to nurture home and family, reconnect with emotional safety, trade intellectual busyness for inner depth. And with Mars in Virgo, this is the perfect time to care for your body, your space, and make sure your boundaries are grounded in practical ways. Let's quickly touch on the moon's journey this week. On Monday, the moon in Aquarius opposes Mars and squares Uranus. Expect morning tensions. The moon will shift into Pisces by afternoon, bringing softness intuition, and empathy. On Tuesday, the moon in Pisces sextiles Venus in Taurus. Beautiful day for romance, art, rest, or spiritual connection. On Wednesday, the Pisces moon becomes an Aries moon. Emotional boldness kicks in. Saturn and Neptune bring lessons and clarity or confusion. Thursday through Friday, the Aries moon squares Mercury in Cancer and conjuncts Chiron. Miscommunication and old wounds may resurface. Friday night through the weekend, the moon enters Taurus, emotional calm, ideal for rest, nature, and pleasure. So just to recap, give you a cheat sheet for this week. We're going to start off the week healing through dialogue, but watch out for ego blow-ups. Midweek, mental closure, dreamy confusion, bold emotional shifts. End of the week, slow down, wrap up, and come back to your body and your home. So the final advice for the week would be heal through honest communication, avoid impulsive ego reactions, and use the Virgo shift to build sustainable momentum. Balance your fire with focus. Let the chaos clarify your priorities and stay rooted in your truth as the tide shifts. Like, comment, subscribe if this helped you prepare for your week. And let me know in the comments what's showing up in your chart. Make sure you come to I Am Astrology Readings website to the booking section if you want to book a reading. Make sure you subscribe to the website to get the latest blogs. Send an email to iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com if you want a t-shirt or a reading. And I want to thank you for your time. And as always, you know I end this. Know thyself and balance your energy.